Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Official, ladies and gentlemen, we've got four more years of Barack Hussein Obama, or whatever his real name is, and hey, he's a puppet. He's a front man, but he's a very important puppet because he gets people to buy in to his fraud. He gets people to buy into the myth that he's actually running things. And so people can blame him for bad things that happen and give him credit for good things that happen. When a president is not supposed to really be involved at many levels of our economy and our society. A president is generally there for times of war and disputes between the courts and the Congress, legislative. But now everything is about government and how it's going to manage and run our lives, how it's going to tell parents what their kids are going to eat in school. It's going to tell people who can travel and who can have jobs outside of courts. It's going to decide if you get your retirement or not. Government is going to run your health care. Government is here, and it's growing like a cancer. And the Republican Party lost. And I don't think there was, I mean, we got Bev Harris coming up later. There was probably some fraud on both sides. We're seeing evidence of that. But they probably did lose because they tried to play the part of the reluctant socialist collectivist. And they're not going to beat the Democrats when the Democrats are saying, hey, we'll take everybody's money that's got a dollar more than you and give it to you. Do you want a free ride? And the answer is, yes, we want a free ride. And they've said, we'll break down the borders, bring in unlimited illegal aliens, and give you all free goodies if you'll vote to take the citizens' guns and bring in total control. And the answer is, absolutely, we're ready. And so it is the countdown to the total collapse of this country. It's a foregone, guaranteed conclusion on the path we're going. Because the Republicans, even though he wrote Obamacare, even though he wants to ban semi-autos, even though he loves abortion in the past, he had to act like he was against all those things. And the Democrats, by and large, don't like that. They think it's a treat to be disarmed. They think it's a treat to live in a box and be controlled and be chicken-fed by the government. They think it's a treat and that it's loving and that they're these great moral people. They're very childlike. And the Republicans, by and large, are childlike as well. They trust the Republican Party. But the Republican Party is going to be a thing of the past, and you'll just have kind of the Communist Party and the Socialist Party of the Democratic system, the Democratic Party, in the long, dark winter of tyranny with a fascistic global overlay with megabanks that are exempt from the socialism and communism they foist on us. If Republicans don't get hardcore and move into states' rights, move into nullification, move into having the states secure the borders, it's over. It's over. You know, Mexico has a secure border with Guatemala for a reason. Unlimited people will pour in from Latin America who are unskilled, because there are skilled people in Latin America, but they get in legally because they have skills. They're allowed to come in. And it's the same thing. You should let skilled come in, not unskilled who just become political fodder. And that's really what this comes down to more and more. So we're going to be talking about some of that today. But it is the countdown to destruction. You know, if Mexico did just leave its southern border basically open, they would have hundreds of millions of people coming up from the rest of Latin America, people that are unskilled, poor, people that are criminals. Imagine if Mexico said, hey, all the countries south of us, we'll give you free health care, come here and have your babies, and then come up to Mexico and vote to take the people's rights away. But see, Mexico's already lost all its rights, so it doesn't need to bring in people who, for government payoffs, will vote to bring in tyranny, because Mexico's already been a tyranny, well, for hundreds of years. We're going to come back, though, and get into all the election news, what's happening in the economy with the big stock market sell-off, and a lot more straight ahead.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. It is the day after the election. It is Wednesday, November 7th, 2012. And I would have been depressed and upset and disquieted if either one of these men would have been elected. But the fact that Obama was elected signifies that the American people who have been dumbed down and domesticated, that a larger and larger swath of them are sheep-like and do want to be collectively controlled and live in little Agenda 21 boxes. That's not saying Mitt Romney would have been any better, but at least on the surface, he said, you built your small business. At least on the surface, he said the Second Amendment was a right. On the surface, he said that we didn't need carbon taxes. On the surface, he said abortion was wrong. On the surface, he said things that are common sense and constitutional and pro-freedom, pro-family, pro-small business, and are what America was founded on. Obama, who said, if you have a small business, you didn't build that, he said some similar things in his victory speech in Chicago last night. He talked about, you know, we're not just our competitive individuals, we're a collective. And that's because they're most worried about the individual. who's figured out the scam. If we had loving robot, you know, systems or angels that sat there like iRobot with Isaac Asimov giving us our food, giving us our water, running our lives, and collectively dividing it up, it would be a prison. It wouldn't be exciting. It wouldn't be the animating contest of liberty. But it might be generally biologically good for the general welfare until people lost their competitiveness and became, you know, jellyfish. Basically, if you've seen the movie Wall-E, you know, the future self-propelled stomachs lounging on the intergalactic cruise ship. I mean, that's where we're headed, but you see, that's not where it's going, though. On the current path, it's going that direction, except there's a detour. There's a fork in the road where they plan on just getting rid of the majority of people, and that's what government health care is all about. That's why health care stocks are the only stocks that are up today, because it means 35 million people will be forced to buy health care, and the insurance companies have already said it's going to increase. It's already gone up 20-something percent just in the passage a few years ago of eugenics care, Obamacare. It's not even socialism. If you're looking for a free lunch, it's not that. You know, it's like a coyote you give a poisoned biscuit to. You know, they have those and then goes off and soft kills them. It's a delayed action. But my point here is that none of this is being done to empower you. The collectivist pitfall is that the mid-level and low-level collectivists are generally childlike people, even if they have high IQs. They're not street smart, and they really just like the idea of they're part of a collective, and they all decide how to hand out the goodies and engineer society, and that collectively is their life work. And I've studied these people. I've watched them. They basically just mill around, scared of guns, scared of testosterone, scared of being a man. The women dislike men that are part of this guild. They're really anti-human, addled, screwed up, malfunctioning, twisted people. And I mean, I have to say that. For all the conservatives' problems, they still, at their core base, want to be human beings and want to follow the natural order. The technocrats want to play God and rearrange human society. And so they need us to not be individuals. They need us to be collective Borg hive mind idiots. And so that is the path we're on. And no one can deny it. And it's physical. It's not just educational. Our IQs are dropping. The brain waves are dropping on average. The vocabulary is dropping massively. What George Orwell wrote about, Eric Blair wrote about in 1984, Ingsoc, reducing the language. You know, he didn't just write this incredible fiction and wow, how'd he come up with this? He had worked under the Soviets before being an imperial police officer in India. And he had also then been a member of OSS in high-level propaganda at the BBC, and he totally freaked out and ran off to an island off Scotland and wrote that book and died right after it got published, probably was killed. Believe me, folks, they did not want that book coming out. That book's not fiction, okay? That's what they plan to do. Stage terror attacks, blaming it on foreign enemies, breaking up the family, kids reporting on you. That's real. And Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World in 1932. Have you read Brave New World, folks, written 80-something years ago? You go read that, and it's what they're setting up today, and you see it in the headlines. What's in that book? Go read the book. Of course, I don't just think this. He wrote another book called Brave New World Revisited I've read, and he gave a speech at Berkeley in 62 that we played on air multiple times where he was speaking to the graduate students and professors, and he said, this is all real. We're going to integrate this plan that the elite developed with a overlay of 1984, but it's going to be about 70% Brave New World, 30% 1984, and this is a real plan, and you're not going to be able to escape it. You should just join us. And he died a few months later himself. You could say he was killed or he knew he was going to be dying, so he went ahead and he was laughing at them, by the way, while he talked about it. You know, I don't think it's funny being laughed at about this, being told I'm in a cage, being told I'm being poisoned to the food and water, seeing the control grids, the physical domination systems being put into place. I'm going to get more into the election in a minute, but I was driving to work this morning, and way up ahead on the frontage road when I exited to come down to our offices, I saw the cop with his lights on. I saw him pull a car over 500, 600 yards ahead. I saw the lights way ahead. I saw the pullover onto the shoulder. And traffic was going kind of slow, so it was going about 20 miles an hour. By the time I got up there, he already had the woman out of the car, walking with her head down, you know, clean cut, looked like just a regular, you know, working girl, you know, regular business type, head down, ordering her into the back of the police car. And it was just that image, you know, where you know the state's bad now. You don't know if that guy had a reason to do that. You don't know the story. I just felt this pang to pull over and aid her like wolves were on a woman. And I said, I got to get to work. But the point is, you know, we're entering that phase, ladies and gentlemen. We're entering that phase where you can't just drive on by every time. We've got to pick our battles, but we've got to start observing. We've got to start watching because the bottom is dropping out right now. It's going to get very bad. They are announcing today they're going to shut down over 1,000 coal power plants as they said they would. They are announcing they are going to push a carbon tax on everything you do, electricity, gasoline, everything. They are going to cripple us, and they are going to get everybody basically on welfare and food stamps. That's the plan. We're going to watch the absolute breaking of this country, and we're going to watch the general public begging for handouts from the people that did it. And I see the cynical speech of Obama that I watched last night. And if you know what you're listening to, it is a declaration of war. It's not the slow New World Order takeover anymore. He said, we are going to seize the future. And then he indicted the individual. And that's because these super predators are threatened by the individual. But I'm here to tell you, we are in deep trouble. And again, it's not that Romney would have saved us either. It's just that there's some election fraud. Bev Harris is coming up later. It looks like it's on both sides. But Obama won by, I don't know, 1 million, 2 million. The popular vote's not done yet, but it looks like he won that. He won, not really by a landslide, but by a good margin, the Electoral College with 303 to 206. And it just shows that the guy that said, you didn't build that, and the guy that ran down small business people and who hoisted the flag of collectivism, that we're going the way of Venezuela. And it's going to get bad, folks. And people won't notice they lose their standard of living. They won't care because they still get that little thing from the government. And they're going to use the giant disenfranchised, dumbed-down masses. They're going to take everybody's property. They're going to take our guns. And they're going to march paramilitary police and military on us. And they're going to start a civil war. They're going to hunt us down. They're going to kill us, and they're going to put us in re-education camps. And I'm going to do whole reports where it's in the new army manuals, where the weathermen with Obama said that was their plan. And the banks are going to sit offshore while they gut this country up one side and down the other. Now, that's if they have their way. Here's the deal. They're never going to tell you we're winning. We're winning on many fronts. For five of their zombies, one real person that's awake, it has more intellect, more energy, more power than them. We just have to turn it loose at the grassroots level and take our society back and wake up as many zombies as we can. We have to reach out to everybody, and we have to rediscover liberty, and we have to denounce the collectivist and all the nightmares that they've created in their power trips. And we have to expose it. We have to expose the global bankers that use collectivism to control people. We have to expose how pathetic and sad people are that have been collectivized and how their dignity and humanity is stolen. And we have to understand this is a total war. We've got to fight the info war so it doesn't go physical. You notice around half the public didn't vote. You notice Congress has a 9% approval rating. We're actually winning the hearts and minds. But we're losing the control of the infrastructure because the criminals already hijacked it. Everybody on the plane knows there's hijackers up at the front, but we're still not in control of the plane.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
We are going to be opening the phones up for your quick response to what you've seen out of the election, where you think things are going. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get Jesse Ventura back on coming up later today to give us his take on the election and more. We have Bev Harris for 30 minutes in the third hour to give us the latest on types of election fraud or scams that she is tracking over at blackboxvoting.org. So that's all coming up. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, if you just joined us. Coming up after the break, Obama may levy carbon tax to cut U.S. deficit, HSBC says. Of course, that's always been the plan. The Dow sell-off on Obama election win. Energy stocks decline. Coal mine top losers, coal miners. Everything is going down, but the hospital stocks, and we'll explain why, because big health care, which is run by big insurance companies and banks, they wrote the bill. And they got Romney to pass it in Massachusetts, and they got Obama to do it. It allows them to not cover pre-existing. It allows them to control what health care you get. It takes control of what your doctor can do. It does set up the rationing death panels. And you've got all these idiots going, man, thank you, Obama, for my free health care. And you're not going to get it. You always had the emergency care. It's just to be informed and to watch these people, how stupid they are. And the fact that they smile at you and go, oh, get over it. Your guy Romney didn't win. I'm like, listen, you idiot. I knew Romney was New World Order, too. It's just the establishment wanted Obama. So don't sit there with that self-satisfied, stupid smirk on your face when you don't know the first thing about what you're dealing with. It makes me sick. It would make me angry at them if they weren't such pathetic victims. I mean, heaven help these people. Obama and the globalists want Agenda 21 to shut us down. They hate you. They want to eat your lunch. They got drones murdering people all over the world. They're putting Al-Qaeda in charge of countries. These are hardcore criminals. And you idiots think they love you. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the liars that say collectivism is going to deliver us to heaven when it always delivers us to hell. Excuse me. I'm going to settle down for just a moment. Just going into bondage, it's like quicksand, just slow death. It's just horrible. And it's world government. There's nowhere to run. And then there's stuff like this. Paul Watson has the article up at Infowars.com. It's been since picked up by Breitbart and a bunch of others. Chris Matthews hails Hurricane Sandy for aiding Obama reelection. I'm so glad we had the storm last week. We're going to play the full clip and then play the shorter clip. But I told you that Romney was gaining major momentum on Benghazi and on the You Didn't Build It and the Obama phone lady and all of it. And I told you that would let him grandstand, shut things down, shut down coverage, and make himself look presidential. And again, it's all about how these puppets actually run things. It's about making you not to talk about the real ruling structure, the mega banks that actually want big government. But here's Chris Matthews with Maddow and the rest of them up there in their little fancy sets, their little fancy Emperor's New Clothes perch to a tiny audience, chirping about how wondrous the hurricane was that killed 80 people. Here it is.
Good work for them. Good work for him. A good day for America. I'm so glad we had that storm last week, because I think the storm was one of those things. No, politically, I should say, not in terms of hurting people. The storm brought in possibilities for good politics.
Okay, there you go. Good policies. So don't let a good crisis go to waste. Yeah, even if you have a stage one. And they now... They've told you Al-Qaeda is not the threat. It never was. It's gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and they've got the military, the police, and everybody else publicly training to shut down even small towns and come in and kick down your doors and take your guns. That's in army training drills that we show video of, the manuals, the news, Congress people on, state reps, governors in police state for the rise of FEMA. You can buy the DVD at Infowars.com, but there's no need to do that. It's free online. You know, for heaven's sakes, go get the film, go watch it, show it to everybody you know. The reason I say get the DVD is a lot of people get sent some free film online, and even in decent res, they don't appreciate it because it's free. You give them the DVD, they'll tend to watch it. Put it on Access TV, warn people. Again, the government's massing forces and training to make war on those of us that don't want to be communist, okay? With megabanks offshore controlling. Communism is a control arm of the robber barons to enslave us while they're exempt offshore. That's why they funded Lenin, all of it. Let's go out to break, though. One more time. What'd Chris Matthews say? He loves the storm. Here's that short clip. Here he is.
I'm so glad we had that storm last week. I'm so glad we had that storm last week. I'm so glad we had that storm last week.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime. Reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time. 'Cause at 5 o'clock they take me to the gallows pole.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and the sands of time for our republic are running low. There is no doubt about that. And it is going to be horrible. The authoritarians, the criminal crime syndicates worldwide have licked their lips, just dreaming of fully gutting this country, arresting whoever they want. We already have the biggest prison population in the world, the greatest surveillance system the world's ever seen, the biggest government anyone's ever seen, the biggest military the world's ever seen, and it's all run by offshore eugenics-based bankers who literally want to put bio and chemical weapons into your body, watch you degenerate and die, and then suck all your savings out of you at their death camp hospitals. That is their plan. That is their program. And that doesn't mean the average doctor is even bad. They are compartmentalized within this system. And it is only by waking up to the full horror of this that we have any chance of beating it. And I think we're going to end up beating it. The question is, how bad is it going to get? And I think unquestionably it's going to get really, 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 really bad before anything gets better. And again, Romney would, if people would have voted for Romney, it would have been a slap down of Obama's government-run health care, a slap down of saying churches are going to pay for abortions and hiring people that aren't part of their religion, a total attack on the First Amendment, totally illegal, which Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I mean, you could have a religion saying, you know, that only men can marry men, and you can't have the government come and tell them, you know, that they can't in their own religion call it marriage and do it. It just can't be state-sponsored. Or you can have a religion saying, you know, you can marry all the women you want, quite frankly, under the First Amendment. Whether you agree with that or not, if it's under religion, you can pretty much do whatever you want. And see, people don't like that. They don't like the real separation of church and state means government isn't involved in religion. If the Hopi Indians want to take mescaline, want to take peyote, and talk to their ancestors and run around the fire, that's their business. And if holy rollers want to dance around with rattlesnakes in their hands and drink strychnine, that's their business. And if Muslims want to have minarets in Dearborn, Michigan, and give daily calls to prayer, that's their business. And if Baptists want to go and get in the river and baptize their five-year-old, that's their business. And if Catholics want to take communion, that's their business. And if they don't want to hire Satanists, that's their business. I mean, do the Satanists have to hire Alex Jones? No. I'm now ranting off into that issue. It just totally blows me away. And then I see Chris Matthews, knowing he's a globalist, knowing he's a eugenicist, knowing that he's a technocrat race pimp. And that's what collectivists do. They sit there when they're on the air with you. I've interviewed many of them, and they'll say, oh, that's racism. You're like, hey, I don't want government health care. Oh, that's racism. Well, how's it racism? Ah, you know, John Burt Society talking points. You're like, what does that even have to do? I mean, it's like a simple playbook they go through. And it's to those of us that are informed, it's mindless. But it's not mindless to childlike population out there. Because they have been so dumbed down. Well, let's play this one more time. The full video is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonMoney.com. Chris Matthews hails Hurricane Sandy for aiding Obama reelection. You know, I said 2 weeks ago, I said that hurricane, as it was coming, was probably going to get Obama reelected. I said currently Romney is getting in the lead, but I said this is going to take it out of the news, and this is going to let Obama look like a savior, and it's going to take Benghazi out of the news and some other issues. And here the Democrats are bragging about it. And, you know, 80 people dead, devastation. Government can't and won't help people. They're busy arresting folks that try to bring gasoline into their neighbors. They're busy nickeling and dime people. Because government's there to keep the producers on the plantation saying, yes, sir, boss. And they're to let the criminals run wild and feed on us so we beg for more police state. We're all managed on these big collectivist farms. And now the collectivists are like, hey, let's just gut the hog all the way. Let's just butcher the sheep. Let's stop shearing them. Let's just go ahead and have a party. Because they know that in liberty is the seeds of their destruction. So they just want to get rid of it all. They want to wipe everything out. That's what they want. They destroy in Poland and in Ukraine, other areas. The Soviets would just turn off all the infrastructure for years. That turned off 5 years. Till, you know, 15 million Ukrainians starve to death. And this is what they do. This is what they do. And you can call them communists, you can call them fascists. The Nazis did that in places they came in and took over, turned off the infrastructure, started starving people out in Serbia and other areas. This is what they do. You know, I've studied warfare. I've studied history. And history is warfare. I've studied siege. I've studied economic blockades. I've studied physical blockades. I've studied it up one side and down the other, through in and through out. And let me tell you, we're under attack. And just because you got a bunch of addled people stumbling around, watching Oprah Winfrey, the male Oprah Winfrey, up there crying, you know, the system does not care about you. It hates you. The Democratic Party, and Richard Belzer is pretty informed. He actually knew this when I had him on yesterday. shed, we're going to stop putting on our white robes and having 500,000 Klansmen march in D.C. Oh, yeah. That was in the 20s and 30s. We're going to say we're liberals, and we're going to take over. We're going to break up everybody's families. We're going to collectivize all these people, and we're going to convince the minorities to be our slaves again on the plantation. And we're going to break up their families, and they've done it. They've done a great job. They've done a wonderful job, and you can't get out of it because the Republicans are basically the same people too. The Republicans try to act like they're conservative enough and libertarian enough to get people to go with them, but that's not enough for the Democrats. If they came out and announced, we love Lenin, we love Stalin, arrest rich people, put them in FEMA camps, then Republicans would be elected in California. I mean, you got a bunch of losers milling around all day, folks, that when they see a nice car, they see a nice house, or you even give people a big tip, they want to bash your brains out, okay? They want to throw your wife on the table, rape her, and kill her. That's what a bunch of these collectivists are like. These are the scum of the earth, and then you've got the Dudley Do-Right idiots of the earth that are out there with them. And they're dangerous, and they've done this in hundreds of countries in the last couple thousand years. Globalists do this. Jacobins in France, whatever you want to call them, we're in trouble. And I mean, I'm going to tell you, folks, they're going to hurt you bad, okay? They're going to hurt you bad. But again, if it's their tool of statecraft, hey, 3,000 die for 9/11 to destroy the republic, to bring in the police state, 80 die. Hey, you know what? This hurricane, thank God for this hurricane. Here's Chris Matthews one more time.
Good work for them. Good work for him. A good day for America. I'm so glad we had that storm last week because I think the storm was one of those things. No, politically, I should say, not in terms of hurting people. The storm brought in possibilities for good politics.
All right, let's just stop right there. The storm brought you to your knees so government could run around and have women, mainly single women. Daddy died or daddy got thrown out a long time ago because I profile these people. It's single women, big bosses, and they got their nice house. They're out there with their kids, you know, who are 25, 30 years old. I'm not knocking you for taking care of your kids, but I'm profiling it. And they're out there, and it's the proud woman going, I want my food. I want my gas. And Schumer, yes, ma'am, here's my card. We're going to get it. And they didn't get jack diddly squat, and it failed on every front. But it doesn't matter. It's that image of that senator bowing to her. Yes, ma'am, I'm going to take care of you. And that's what they want. And that's what NAFTA and GATT and globalism and tax incentives to move offshore and bailouts to move General Motors overseas and Jeep planning to leave the country. All of this is about teaching you you need them. That's what Agenda 21, all of it is. Don't you get it? Humans are so productive, so competitive, so dynamic. And the globalists have all written books about this. You know, they talk about the economy overheating, so they try to increase, you know, taxes and things. They know increased taxes shut the economy down. And they're announcing all these new taxes that are going to kick in, and all the new carbon taxes, and all the new stuff. And you notice the stock market's plunging and things are shutting down. But that's okay because that's part of the plan. Only thing going up is the banker-run healthcare system written by the insurance companies to destroy healthcare and restrict the care you can get under government care. And the death panels and all the rest of it, which they now... I could play Bill Gates admitting there's death panels and he supports them. But again, they said when they were trying to pass it, there's not death panels. That's a conspiracy theory. When any moron could read, there's government panels of bioethicists that will tell in general forms what you can get. And they say, hey, you're over 65. You don't get eye surgery. You don't get knee surgery. And they're like, well, I guess I'm old. I'm now part of the collective. I get to go up the carousel like Logan's Run and get blown into bits. See, once they shut down the size of the pie, now everybody can fight over it. And who gets to referee that? The pimps. Under Agenda 21, they're announcing they're not going to let most people build all those old family resorts and little hotels up and down Jersey Shore were the only good things in the New Jersey economy. And now they're saying, oh, we're sorry, we're not going to let you rebuild. We're going to bring in big companies, and you're all out of here. All those cool little places like you have in, up and down the panhandle of Florida, if they ever have a hurricane, they'll say you can't rebuild there. All those little boutique hotels, it's gone. You ain't building it. We're going to make you sell it for almost nothing, and we're going to bring in a multinational casino in here. Do you understand that scum? It's for the earth. Do you understand that scum? Here's a microcosm of this. So Prop 1 passed. Now what's next for Austin's Medical School? They call it Austin's Medical School. And there's Kirk Watson, the state senator, who was the Austin mayor, who took tens of thousands of acres of people's property forcibly for pennies on the dollar, turned around and took the Agenda 21 restrictions off, and then let all his buddies develop it. There he is, Kirk Watson. What a joke. And they know the public's so dumb, they always have people call him senator instead of state senator. And there he is. Of course, Prop 1 passed. We have total election fraud in Travis County. And I hear people talking. I was exercising yesterday down on the hike and bike trail, and I heard all the little trendies and professor types walking around because I was sitting there stretching, and they were all talking. Yes, I am voting for that. We need that medical school. We need it. Like they were somebody, like they were doing something. UT has over $400 billion in investments that are outside their budget, just like county cities have the comprehensive annual financial reports. They have close to $20 billion in other liquid funds and assets. They're the biggest landowner in Texas, oil wells everywhere. They own many of the top patents on oil exploration, on and on and on. Conservatively, they're worth over $500 billion. They got $1.5 billion in gold, just gold bars. But they're saying it's $97 per person. No, that's on average, saying each home has three people. The average Austin home will pay $294 on top of all their other property taxes. That's the average little house. People in big houses, you're going to pay thousands on top of it. Little houses in East Austin are $2,000-$3,000 a year property taxes. Even LULAC, which is usually pretty socialist, you know, came out and said, we don't want this. Well, you know what? You got it. And now it sets the precedent for property taxes, not just for the government training camps, but everything else. You've got University of Texas, the richest university in the world. Look it up. And they are now going to make everybody pay for their stinking medical school when they can build 10. I mean, it's a joke. So that's how it works. That's how the New World Order works, that you give the money to the rich so they can become billionaires and control trillions in the aggregate, while those of us that produce and try to hire people and try to actually be the real middle class, the real producers, the real generators of wealth, the real generators of upward mobility, the elites don't want that. They never wanted that. And they're wiping it out. I get to pay for Formula One. We're paying for the whole thing out here. Which is going to suck up. People get to pay for the big stadiums for these billionaires. It's a joke. And I hear these idiots going, well, we got a stadium. Well, we got Formula One. Well, we're getting the Iraqi oil. Oil prices went up after Iraq. They ship all that oil to Europe and Asia. They went in there because Saddam was selling too much oil, idiots. They went in there to shut the stinking oil off, to charge you more with artificial scarcity. Grow up and learn. Grow up and learn and stop being idiots. I'm talking to collectivists out there. You make me want to throw up. Now, let's go out to break with some of Obama, and I'll come back with more of it. Start playing the Obama speech where he kind of attacks individuals here. Listen to this creepy speech. Here it is from last night.
I have never been more hopeful about America, and I ask you to sustain that hope.
Yeah, chumps.
I'm not talking about blind optimism.
No, just let me sucker you more
for far
back.
The enormity of the tasks ahead or the roadblocks that stand in our
path. It's an enormous task to gut this country and shut down the coal power plants.
I'm not talking about the wishful idealism that allows us to just sit on the sidelines.
Those idiots
or shirk from a fight.
Are never going to know why their power prices are
really
going.
I have always believed that hope is that stubborn thing inside us that
now,
exists.
Be stubborn, be hopeful,
all the
I'll
evidence
abuse
to the contrary, that something better awaits us. So long as we have the courage to keep reaching, to keep working,
mindlessly letting the globalists rob us. Yeah. Keep believing governments are friendly. It shuts everything down. 51% of your power comes from coal.
I believe we can build on the progress we've made.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Continue to fight for new jobs.
Carbon taxes that won't be on Mexico and India and China.
New security for the middle class.
Going to shut everything down, but then make you go get welfare from them.
I believe we can keep the promise of our founding. The idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are, or where you come from, or what you look like, or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white, or Hispanic, or Asian, or Native American.
He claims pro-America, but then ties it into race consciousness.
Poor, able.
select insider jobs picking winners.
I believe we can seize this future together.
Seize the future.
Because we are not as divided as our politics suggests. We're not as cynical as the pundits believe. We are greater than the sum of our individual ambitions.
Did you hear that?
And we remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are and forever will
hit
be
plus.
The
hit
United
plus.
States of America.
Back it up. When we come back from break, I'm going to play just that end part there again. Did you hear that? We are not individuals. We are not individuals with our competitiveness. No, we are a greater collective. I mean, whoa, Borg, you will be assimilated. Danger, Will Robinson. I'm getting chills. Danger, danger. And you got those people in there. I mean, folks, they're announcing they're going to shut down 1,000-plus plants in the next 2 years. He's announced it. It's not the Republicans saying it now. They're going to shut your power down, folks. I mean, you just get ready for your bills to skyrocket. Oh, yeah, they're going to help you real good.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, Chris Matthews, you know, they say don't let a good crisis go to waste. They say thank goodness for the hurricane so we can pose as saviors. They want you dependent, okay? Figure that out. And here is Obama in his victory speech in Chicago up there. What a great job big government's done. You know, under his buddy's control, there he is saying that, hey, you know, we're bigger than just individual ambition. Oh, yeah, that's just terrible. That's absolutely. Meanwhile, there's a bunch of ambitious crooks like him up on top of us. They want the little guys to sit down and shut up and give us everything you got because we can hand it out to some other people so they can outnumber you in the voting booth, okay? We're going to take everything you got, get used to it. And see, in a democracy, 51% can vote all the money of the other 49. And, of course, the average person that thinks they're poor has no idea as all the fines and fees and taxes that get passed on what they buy. They don't understand big government delivers hell. They just think their guy's in. He's going to give them an Obama phone. He's going to do more. Here is Obama with his really creepy statements about the collective. Here it is.
We are greater than the sum of our individual ambitions, and we remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are and forever will be the United States of America. And together, with your help and God's grace, we will continue our journey forward.
He says the best is yet to come. And from the social engineer control freak perspective, absolutely, Obama, we know that the best or the worst from our perspective is yet to come. So, again, you've got gullible people that really think Obama cares about them. And Bloomberg's reporting they're moving forward. HSBC says, yeah, that's the word they've got from inside the Obama administration, that they're going to have a $20 charge per metric ton of carbon dioxide equivalent and raising about 6% a year could raise $154 billion. And that's just how they'll start it. And they said they have the moral authority now because of Hurricane Sandy. Yeah, I mean, anytime there is a any type of problem, it's, you know, hurricanes. Well, it must be because we're bad, so pay government more money. And that will further shut down our industry. While they're shutting down the coal power plants that supply more than half, while China and 100-plus other countries have no restrictions. So the jobs will go. This is an internal economic tariff. You know what bombers, German bombers against England and other areas of Europe, France, would do? They would go in and bomb the power plants. You know what our bombers did? They went over. People in the Army Air Corps, like my dad's dad, they would go over and bomb power plants and bomb factories. Well, see, they don't have to bomb them now. They just shut them down with regulations. And then the countries where the globalists have invested are all exempt, and it's all a big joke that they shut down us and then go work with the authoritarian communist generals in China and the corrupt government of India and Mexico. And, I mean, this came over, and you've got these people, starry eyes like children, believing Santa Claus is about to come down the chimney, looking at Obama when really Freddy Krueger's coming down the chimney. And it's so sad. I don't even hate these people. They are just such pathetic jellyfish. And I want to say this, and Paul Watson's in an article on it. I hope the Republicans feel good, because all the national polls showed Ron Paul would have beaten because of his true credibility, his anti-war stance, his pro-civil liberty stance. Ron Paul would have beaten Obama hands down. The polls showed it was neck and neck, or Obama above Romney and every other Republican. We wrote articles about it, so did mainstream media. And so I hope all you Republicans enjoyed treating Ron Paul and his supporters bad and trying to throw him out and doing all the cheating and everything and stealing Iowa and stealing Maine from him. I mean, I hope you enjoy yourselves, because let me tell you something. When the globalists get done, there's not going to be a Republican Party. There's going to be the Democratic Party. This is what they're planning, splitting into two new parties. And they're going to come and arrest you. And a lot of you are just going to run off seas with all overseas with all your stolen money. I hope you guys enjoyed selling out the country. Good job.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.